That is Citizen Cope here on 98.3 The Penguin, singing about those hurricane waters. You know they're coming. They always are every year about this time. I guess hurricane season is officially underway. A little bit of a stage setting for us to talk with our special guest for today. We get to shine our local voice and spotlight on another member of our community. And we were very happy to welcome Don Bullard. Welcome to the Bob King Igloo.
Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure. Plenty of you out there, I'm sure, have heard the name and seen the billboards and seen him on television. I told him, I was like, this should be easy for him because there's no camera in here. We just get to be on the radio. And something that we feel very privileged to be able to do here in at Local Voice Media with the Penguin and our newspaper, Port City Daily, is to get to shine lights on members of our community. So we're so glad to have you.
Thank you.
You have been in this game for a pretty long time, it sounds like. Just a little bit of some information I gathered before the interview. Give everybody out there a little bit of an idea of how you did land in this industry, because you've been in this game, did you just tell me, 45 years?
June 1st will be 45 years.
Congratulations on that. I bet you have seen so much.
A lot of changes in the industry, a lot of changes in Wilmington in 45 years, too.
No doubt about it. So let's go back to the beginning. Kind of, how did you end up in this field?
Well, kind of sideways, you might say. My dad was a State Farm agent and had been for a long time, and I really had no intention of being an insurance agent. Because I was in the Army, I was a helicopter pilot, and on my third tour in Vietnam, I got wounded, and that kind of ended my flight career, and I really didn't want to stay in the service without flying, which was my kind of passion. Mm-hmm. And while I was home on convalescent leave for about a year, his manager recruited me, and I went through the process and everything, and became a State Farm agent June 1st, 1972.
Wow. And what has it been like for you in this arena?
Well, back in those days, it was all paper and pencil and that sort of thing. You didn't even have calculators, not to mention computers.
Wow.
So you used a book when you went out and sold insurance. And then the transition, we went to microfiche, and then we went to computers, and now I went to an independent agency 9 years ago, and now we have transitioned into a lot more state-of-the-art items. Like, I was looking at your screens here. You have three computer screens that are at your station. All of my personnel have three computer screens because of multitasking, and we're able to do things so much more efficient. We used to have, when our agency was maybe one-fifth the size we are now, we had 8 file cabinets with 5 drawers in each one. Now we have no file cabinets.
Wow. You know, paperless.
It's a lot more proficient. You can service people a lot better. You know, we keep your expenses down as well as providing instantaneous service without hunting and pecking for things or looking for lost files.
And, of course, when people are dealing with insurance issues, they want everything as quickly as possible.
Oh, yes, yes. Nobody wants to get it yesterday. They want it the day before yesterday.
Right. So insurance, it is a very complex and complicated business. What makes you stand out, and what are some of the things that are rewarding for you in this industry?
Well, we specialize. We do it a little different than most independent agencies. Most of them try to be everything to everybody. They handle employee benefits, life and health insurance, retirement planning, all that. We decided when we went independent to specialize in property and casualty, personal lines insurance. We do a small amount of commercial to accommodate our current policyholders. Basically, it's homeowners, automobiles, we do umbrella liabilities, boats, RVs, that sort of thing. The things which everybody pretty much relates to versus the commercial accounts. And that allows us to basically be more proficient, and by focusing on small products and the companies we represent in this area, fortunately, right the wind and hail on the homeowner's policy for the most part, which saves the consumer a tremendous amount of money. It makes it easier to understand your policy, and our TV ad says average savings over $500, and many times it's well over that. We don't like to get too carried away in our advertising, but it's amazing how much money we can save people and give them a better product. And it makes us more proficient because we're not dealing with too many things, too many irons in the fire.
Right. You can stay focused and, like you said, specialized in,
exactly,
in sort of one arena, maximize your energy and efforts there. We've got Don Bullard in joining us here in the studio. We're shining our local voices spotlight. He was a member working with State Farm for years, but has been out on his own for now. How many years?
9 years.
9 years, you said. DonBullard.com. He's got locations all over the area. The website, of course, you can help you track all that down. We're going to hear a little more from him, but we'll hand it over right now to Israel Nash. It's always good to have those rain plans here on the Penguin. It's Israel Nash here on 98.3 The Penguin. He's singing about those rain plans. He's got them. Have you? You know, we're actually talking with Don Bullard of Don Bullard Insurance here this morning, and talking off air during that song about Fran and flood zones. And yeah, you got to make sure you have yourself covered or you're not. I mean, and the fact that I know it says on your website, flood's not automatic. Flood insurance isn't included in a homeowner's policy.
No, people sometimes assume it is, but we try to tell everybody, and it's pretty blatant on the policies, that it does not include flood insurance. That's a flood insurance is either, well, now there's some private flood carriers, but the most part it's a federal program for the FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Act.
I mean, I bet you have encountered so many things in 45 years of people that running into the situations where they don't have the coverage that they need, and how scared and frustrated and at a loss they are. And then I'm sure on the flip side of that, people that you've been able to help when they have faced those devastating impacts from storms and the rains.
When you have a catastrophe, it's one of those things you can't deal with instantaneous, like a single family loss or something like that. You have thousands of claims sometimes. And, of course, they prioritize with the houses that are uninhabitable to take care of those first, and then you get to the lesser claims at the kind of the end, which is one person who maybe has a branch on his roof. Okay.
Right.
And most people understand, especially in this area, if you've been through hurricanes in this area, people are well prepared for it after the late 90s. Like I say, in 96, we had two hurricanes back-to-back, Hurricane Bertha, 7 weeks later, Hurricane Fran.
Yeah.
And people after that, to be honest with you, decided to a deforestation project, and they removed trees from around their house to keep from falling on it. And that's always something you need to consider. Aesthetically, maybe it's not as pleasing to, if you don't have a lot of trees, but if you can move them back from the house, that's where our major claims came from.
Wow.
It wasn't the wind blowing the shingles off and that sort of thing. It was the trees, the big trees that had grown up over the years, going right through the houses. And not on the beach. We're talking about in town.
Right. I mean, yeah, the ground was so saturated. Bertha had dumped so much water on the ground, and then Fran came through and just blew them all over.
Exactly.
Yeah, you said how many claims did you have during Fran? Did
well,
you say
in Bertha we had 1,000, and then 7 weeks later we had 3,000 in a hurricane Fran.
And this was we were talking in the first segment about technology today and how much more simple it is to do the work, but back then everybody was not working on computers.
No, and the adjusters were, you know, they kind of learned a few things at that time in Hurricane Bertha, and by the time they got to Fran, it went as smoothly as humanly possible, but it doesn't matter when you've got that many claims. And that's just my agency. Think of all the other claims in New Hanover County and the state of North Carolina, for that matter, because Hurricane Fran didn't stop here. As you said, you were in Raleigh, and it just devastated Raleigh.
It absolutely did. It looked like a war zone, for sure. This is not necessarily the most fun stuff to be talking about, but it is real, and it is important to be covered and to have your insurance in place. So you were saying before about what makes you guys stand out with Don Bullard, or let's off air we were talking about that. So what is it you would tell folks out there that pulls your people in?
Well, we do a lot of marketing, obviously. We have three locations, one in Southport, our main office in Oleana Drive near Trader Joe's, and we're moving our North Wilmington office over to the entrance at Autumn Hall. And there'll be six people there, with the lead agent being Noel Agnew. The lead agent in Southport's Kara Herring. But basically, our motto is our price will get them in the door and our service will keep them. Because I would say that 90% of the people that walk in our door save a lot of money. They're very happy. And they go to tell their neighbors and friends, and we pick up business in that way, as well as our other marketing channels. But it's a price-driven commodity anymore. There's very little difference between one company and another on the service. It's basically they're looking for the best price, and then they want, obviously, to have good service when and if needed.
Right.
So it's a constant updating of our systems and our technologies to make sure we give the best price as well as the best service, you know, because it changes all the time.
And the kind of savings you're offering to people?
Like I say, our TV ad says in excess of $500, and many times it's well over that. We can't guarantee anybody savings, but I would say 90% of the people who walk in the door save a substantial amount of money, and they go away happy, and they've got a better product than they do by placing the wind and hail through the state pool, which is what a lot of the agencies do.
Gotcha. So money savings, folks, that is the message here. And then, of course, the service, you said the price gets them in the door, the service keeps them. And it's just something that's got to be done. So it's like you might as well be doing it the best way you possibly can. DonBullard.com is the website. As he mentioned, there are locations throughout town and in Southport. You can find everything you need and, of course, request a quote. So it costs no one anything to come in and get a quote and find out and do that comparison.
Or you can just go online and request a quote very easy, and you'll have it by the end of the day as long as you don't call at 5:30.
Right. Well, thank you so much for taking time in and shining a light on this very important matter. We're happy to be able to shine a light on you and help our listeners out there in the community get to know you just a little bit more.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
It is our pleasure. You'll be able to find this interview living on portcitydaily.com as well. Just search for the Local Voices tab, and you'll be able to see that up in just a couple days or so. We're going to keep the music rolling right along after this.